Welcome to Think Like an Integrator, a podcast for business visionaries who love to dream but lack a team to do it all. I'm your host and integrator, Kat Schmoyer. When you know how to integrate, you will always be able to innovate. I'm here to tell you how. Welcome to the show. Hey, y'all. Welcome back to a surprise pop-up episode of Think Like an Integrator podcast. We officially ended season one several weeks ago, and season two won't kick off until January. But it's December, and one of my absolute favorite business traditions is here. So it felt really silly for me to not do a quick little pop-up episode to talk about this awesome annual rhythm. And I have a freebie for you. So, you know, it's a win-win all the way around. Also, I'm fighting a cold. And the beauty of a podcast is that I can be cozied up here with my favorite blanket, surrounded by tissues, wearing Christmas pajamas while I record this episode. So, you know, that's just a little bit of real life. You can envision that for yourself as you are listening to this episode. But today's episode is all about what is truly my favorite annual business rhythm, and it's called an end of year business review. I started implementing an end of year business review into my business years ago. I believe this year it's my seventh year. Yes, my seventh year doing this. So that's how much I love it. That's how impactful I think it is. And there's a whole slew of reasons why I want you to do it too. And so I want to talk about it. I want to talk about what it is. And then I do have a free gift for you. I have created a 32 question worksheet. This is my own end of year review. Like, these are the exact questions I work through. I want you to have access to them. So if you click the description of this episode, you can see the link. You can download. As soon as you download, you'll get them emailed to you. And I'm going to go ahead and tell you guys now, like, this is not a pretty, beautiful Canva PDF. This is an editable Google Doc. Okay. It's literally a Google Doc. I want you to have it. I don't want you to have any excuse to not use it. I want you to be able to start typing right away, print it out and write on it, whatever you prefer. But this is truly a worksheet for you to use and to start implementing right now, end of year. If this happens to be, you know, early January when you're getting around to listening to this episode, that is okay. It is not too late to do an end of year review in January. The year literally just ended. So December or January is a great time to do your end of year. If you remember back in June or July, I don't remember exactly when, but one of those months I did a mid-year review episode and I talked about the importance of a mid-year review. Some of those same principles definitely apply. I actually really like doing both a mid-year review as well as an end-of-year review. So if you had a chance to do the mid-year review over the summer, that's awesome. If you didn't, now is a great time to start with your end of year. And then in 2025, go ahead and put it on your calendar in June or in July to do a mid-year review. I will likely do another freebie, a free worksheet again in that season because, I love this rhythm in your brand and I think it's important. And so I want to give you the mid-year and I want to give you the end of year intentionality when it comes to assessing your business, looking at what's working, what's not working, etc. So let's talk about this. As a business owner, it's so easy for us to be forward thinking all the time. We're constantly thinking about what's next. We are planning and prepping for the future. And as visionaries, you guys are very good at that. You're very good at new ideas and what comes next. Even as an integrator, something that I struggle with is celebrating what just happened or looking back to look at constructive feedback over what just happened. And so this end of year biz review is helpful for those of us that are integrator minded like myself, as well as all of you listening who are visionary focused. Either one, visionary or integrator, it is important to have an end of year business review. if you have a team, I also think it's very important to do this with your team. Or if you want to do it like the way I'm doing it, I did it on my own, but then I am presenting things to my team of like, hey, here's what I've uncovered while I am reflecting back. This is how I want things to be moving forward. I also, after I did my end of year biz review, you guys, I planned a meeting with Matt, my husband. I sat down with him. I said, okay, I need next week while the girls are in preschool and Mike is at school, like we need to sit down and I need 30 minutes over coffee this morning. And I want to talk through, this is what I've kind of uncovered in my end of year. And this is what I'm thinking about for 2025. And it was great to be able to have that like intentional same page moments with him. And so I want to encourage you, bring your spouse into this, bring business partners, bring a mentor, bring your team, whoever it is that like also speaks into your life and into your brand, verbally process with them after you have completed this review. It's important to look back before we look forward. And that's exactly what this end of year will help you do. I want to break down the 5 core areas that your end of year review will uncover. And again, in the free worksheet I have for you, it has all 5 areas as well as the 32 questions throughout each of those areas. So I want to give you like a quick little summary of each of the 5 core areas and like my reasons behind including them. And then I want to share some tips for when you are completing your own end of year. So the first area is time. And the second area is money. The reason I have time and money as the first two is because if you remember from when we've done quarterly planning, time and money are foundational. They are finite. They are the most black and white. They are the most factually focused. And so I want them to be first. We need to have a strong foundation to then add everything else on top of it. Think of it like a pyramid. Okay. So time and money are first. Time, again, it's factual. You can look back and you can see what worked and what didn't when it comes to time. Same thing for money. You can look in your bank account right now and it is black and white. It will show you and tell you exactly what is in your bank account. You can look at your QuickBooks and see those expenses. You can see that profit and loss. It is factual. And so we want to assess time and then we want to assess money. After we've looked at time and money, then I want you to look at dreams. But we are not looking at the 2025 dreams. We're looking at the 2024 dreams. We're going back in time and looking at what happened this year. What goals were brought to life? What didn't work the way that you wanted? Like, let's weigh all of those things in our dream review. After you do the dream review, you're going to do the customer and client review. This one is awesome because it reminds us that it's not just about us and we are here to serve our audience. So what does our audience want? Who were dream clients? Who were bad clients? Like this is like a safe space, right? You can talk about like who was really awesome to work with and who wasn't so awesome. And how can we have more awesome people and less not so awesome people? And so you work through some of those questions. Then you end with the CEO review. All about you, your marketing, the maintenance tasks, your team, you as a leader, you as the CEO of your brand. So when you're looking at all 5 of those core areas, you're able to best assess intentionally how the year went. One big tip that I have for you, and this is something that I personally do, and I've been doing it for a long time as I've done these end of years, is when I am doing my end of year, 12 months is a lot of time. 365 days is a lot of time. Our business is seasonal, which means that January likely looked very different than July. Even when you think about your personal life, your January was probably different than in your July. Like I know for me personally as a family, like January, we're ramping back up after the holidays and we're sinking back into rhythms as a family. By like beginning of the month is like maybe slightly chaotic as we're like jumping back into life. And then by mid to end of the month, we've like landed the plane and we found like really solid rhythms as sports have started back up, regular school things are going on, church is back in full swing, et cetera, et cetera. So that's January. July, bananas. Like literally chaos. It's the middle of summer. Everybody is home. Work rhythms are just all over the place. We've got vacations. We've got long weekends away. Sports. Are there sports? Is there swimming? Like we don't really know what's going on. Like there's just a lot. So if I'm assessing time, for example, as a core area in January, it is absolutely going to look different than the time of my business in July. And that is normal. So what I want to encourage all of you to do when you are looking at those five core areas, break them down by quarter. Look at Q1 and weigh all of those things. Look at Q2 and weigh them all. Look at Q3 and then look at Q4. When you're dealing with things like that are finite, like time and money, and even dreams of like what goals happen, how were things rocking? Like there will be, when you look at the business seasonally, when you look at all 12 months, there's going to be probably ups and downs, a little bit of like a roller coaster in there where some quarters, maybe it was smooth sailing. And then in another quarter, maybe it was a bit more chaotic, a bit more of a hustle quarter. The point is that it doesn't feel too much of the like crazy roller coaster, we're just the ride down that is uncontrollable all year long, or too much of the rock climbing, you know, hustle, hustle, hustle all year long. Like there needs to be a mixture of both. And personally, that is how I rank whether it was a quote unquote successful year or not. If it was straight up hustle all year long with no end in sight, that's not good. That year is not ranking very well. And I have had years like that. I have had very disappointing end of year business reviews, you guys, where I truly look at it and I weigh the facts and I weigh the feelings and I say, man, I do not want the next year to be like this one for all of these reasons. And then I've had other years where I weigh the facts and I weigh the feelings and I say, huh, okay, all right, I'm liking this. I can give myself a little humble brag. I can pat myself on the back a little bit. Of course, there's constructive things I'm excited to tweak and I want to adjust moving forward, but overall, this feels great. And so I don't know where you're going to fall. I don't know if you're going to end your end of year review and think like, man, whoa, like, let's see what's going to happen next year. Or if you're going to end it and feel excited to like pop that champagne. Okay. I don't know. All I can do is encourage you to sit in whatever season it is and know that, praise the Lord, it is just a season. And it's important as a business owner, as a truly strategic business owner, to sit in the season and to weigh all of the constructive feedback that you will receive personally and on the business side when you do your end of year business review so that the mistakes that you made don't get repeated and the history only repeats itself in the ways that you want it to. That's the most important thing, you guys. So look at it from a quarterly standpoint and give yourself a little ranking system based on those quarters as you are completing all of those five core areas of the end of year business review. Now, when should you do an end of year and like what does that process look like? Obviously, you're going to do it at the end of the year. I know I mentioned earlier in this episode, of course, that can still be in January, like the year just ended. So that's fine. December or January. Personally, after doing this for so long, this is the method that I like to use. I carve off 2 days. I like block off 2 days. One day is a 2 to 3 hour chunk of time, and I'm first diving into the end of year. I'm like refreshing myself on like, what are these questions? And honestly, I'm like that person where I'll like go through and answer all the easy ones first. Like I'm like, oh, this feels great. Like, let me answer all of these. And I like circle or highlight the things that feel harder to answer, the things that require homework, the things that require me digging into my QuickBooks or in the customer review, there's a Google form. I like recommend doing an end of year survey for your clients. So I need to create that Google form. Like some of those that are a little bit harder questions, I'll save for later, but I kind of try to fly through and answer as much as I can in one go. Then I go back through and look at the ones that I couldn't answer right away and I give myself a due date and I figure out like, what do I need to do to get the answers that I need for this question? So I have one day, 2 to 3 hours where I'm doing that. Then 2 weeks later, I have another day with another 2 to 3 hour chunk of time and I'm working back through those questions. So I'm spending about 6 hours of time over a 2 week period to work through my end of year review.
I am not setting 2025 goals yet. I am not planning for Q1 yet. I am simply giving myself the mental and physical space to look back at my year and intentionally move into the next. That is the most important thing about this. The point of this is not to shotgun a goal for 2025. The point of this is to have the most strategic goals, the goals that truly feel good, like your gut is like, heck yes. Like that is what I want. They feel good. You sleep well knowing that that is what you are moving for. They feel like your goals, not anybody else's, because you looked at your own year, not anybody else's, your year, and you assessed what worked and what didn't to set that goal. So that is the point of this. So I do my end of year over a 2-week chunk of time, and then I'm typically not planning for the new year until the new year. So I'm usually doing my end of year review in December, like mid-December. I've got my 2 dates blocked off, and that's when I'm doing my end of year. And then the first week of January, when I am back in the office after the holidays, that is when I am jumping into my 2025 and my Q1. Now, I know some people that prefer to do all of that in December. I know some people that do all of that in January. Again, kind of the time that you do it is a bit arbitrary. Like, I don't really care. I just want you to do it. So look at your calendar now, download that end of week and decide when do you want to make this happen. Or not end of week, excuse me. Download that end of year and decide, like, when do you want to make that a thing? Are you going to be able to get started right now? Can you start this week? This week, can you block off some time to do it? That would be awesome if you could. Do it before the holidays, jump into your end of year a little bit more, and then maybe wrap up after the holidays. Either way, again, the point is just to do it. We want to make it really manageable or you won't do it. So that's why I made the download a Google Doc, because I wanted it to feel so easy and simple to just download and immediately jump into filling out. After I complete it, I mentioned before that that's when I brought in like my conversation with Matt. I started sharing things with my project managers and some of the girls on my team. So I definitely want to recommend that you do that too. Give yourself some time to verbally process some of the things that you've uncovered. And sometimes we're so close to home with whatever it is. So it's nice to get some outside insight on all of the things that are going on and some of the questions or the thoughts that maybe have stirred up because you have done your end of year review. So I hope this was helpful. You guys, I am excited for y'all to do your end of year. Like I said, it's truly one of my favorite rhythms in my business. It's been so impactful for me over the past 6 and 7 years as I have been doing this. And so if this is your first time doing it, I'm so excited that you're like jumping on the train. If you have any questions, shoot me a DM, send my team an email. I'm always here to help. And I hope this pop-up episode was beneficial for you guys as you wrap up 2024. And I cannot wait to step into 2025 with y'all.